AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A ceasefire agreement proposed by President Trump remained unclear after Israel accused Iran of violating the truce hours after it took effect.
Explosions boomed and sirens sounded across northern Israel mid-morning on Tuesday after both Israel and Iran accepted the ceasefire plan to end the 12-year war roiling the Middle East. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz called the missiles a violation of the ceasefire and instructed Israel's military to resume the intense operations to attack Tehran and destroy targets. The shaky agreement was announced early Tuesday morning after Tehran launched a retaliatory limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Gata on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders are gathering in the Netherlands today for the start of the NATO summit. The allies are expected to endorse a goal of spending 5% of their gross domestic product on their security. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports much of the U.S. is sweltering under a heat dome.
Like walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Vak Kobiashvili describing how he felt at Delaware's Rehoboth Beach Monday. David Roth, the National Weather Service, says a heat dome could produce triple-digit temperatures this week in places that haven't seen them in more than a decade.
Could be all time for June, not just daily records.
Roth says the record temps will relent.
But still, it's going to take a while for temperatures to get back to average. It could take a week.
And if you're a city dweller,
urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement.
And Roth says the weather patterns are flashing a bit of a warning sign.
Each year it seems to be getting hotter. The water temperatures off the coast are getting hotter. Hurricane seasons seem to be getting longer. And it's not just because of increased detection. There seems to be a real signal there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. New York City is holding its Democratic primary for mayor today. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo and State Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani are pushing to get out the vote. The primary winner will go on to face incumbent Mayor Adams. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on a Supreme Court decision on immigration.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to restart the deportation of migrants away from their home countries. The nation's highest court voted to lift an order requiring migrants to get a chance to challenge their deportations. All three liberal justices dissented. The Supreme Court's action came after a Boston judge found the administration had violated his order by sending 8 people to South Sudan in May. The migrants had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S., and immigration officials said they were unable to return them quickly to their home countries. Authorities instead landed the plane at a U.S. naval base in Djibouti. Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.